This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, August 15, 2017. John Castelluccio writes in today's Salem News, Peabody Mayor Ted Betancourt wants to take advantage of the long-awaited pot law compromise and is asking city councilors to ban retail marijuana sales in Peabody themselves instead of putting it to a citywide vote in November. Betancourt drafted a request to the council ahead of its meeting Thursday night. Council President Joel Saslaw said he had no comment on Monday, but added that the issue would likely be sent to the Legal Affairs Subcommittee for discussion. The bill the mayor refers to was signed by Governor Charlie Baker July 28 and is the product of months of debate by state lawmakers to hash out various aspects of the new recreational pot law approved by voters last November. The bill clarifies and reshapes the new law, addressing everything from taxes to questions about how it will be implemented in cities and towns. Much more in this story written by John Castelluccio in today's Salem News. Vandalism has hit Asaugus sports facility. Bill Newell has the story.
Rick, the teenagers kicked in doors and tore downspouts from buildings. They smashed glass bottles on the ground. They overturned trash cans, spreading litter and filth across the field. Bridget Turcott writes on today's front page of the Daily Item of Lynn, the 30 or so young people who tore apart World Series Park were also caught on surveillance video, according to Park Superintendent Bob Davis. Viewing the tape made me sick to my stomach, he said. Friday night's rampage was the latest in a string of vandalism at the town's facilities this summer. But the damage to World Series Park feels personal to Davis, who was integral in establishing the park 13 years ago. Quote, to have all this work that's been put into place to make World Series Park a first-class baseball facility disrespected like this is disgusting, he said. I just hope the police are able to identify those involved and prosecute them. Davis discovered the mess early Saturday and contacted police, but Lieutenant Ronald Gigliori said that they were unable to identify the suspects because faces and license plates were not clear. The video shows young people, which Davis guesses are between the ages of 15 and 18, gathered between 11:30 p.m. and 12:15 a.m., drinking alcohol and taking selfies on their phones. The young men appear to be on the video, attempted to kick open the doors to the men's bathroom and the concession stand. This isn't the first time the town has seen destruction to its facilities this summer. Earlier in the month, three window screens were cut on a modular classroom at the Oakvale Elementary School, though there were no signs that the intruders gained entry into the building. At the end of June, vandals broke 25 windows at Saugus High School, leaving only the plexiglass windows untouched. In July, town manager Scott Crabtree called the act disappointing and stressed the need for proper lighting and cameras at the town's public buildings. There is much, much more on this story in today's edition of the Daily Item of Lynn. For North Shore Today, MSO News Sports, I'm Bill Newell. Rick?
All righty, Bill. Thank you, sir. Ariana McNeil writes in today's Salem News, for North Shore commuters, the sound of the train rumbling to a stop may have been welcome as weekday service resumed on Monday morning. The MBTA last week wrapped up a shutdown of the line north of Salem that began July 17. During that time, a new train bridge was installed between Beverly and Salem, replacing one that was more than a century old. The T also took advantage of the time by making repairs and performing maintenance. Workers were able to get ahead of schedule on federally mandated safety upgrades, meaning weekend shutdowns will end September 2, a month earlier than planned. In Beverly, crews took advantage of the shutdown to replace the tracks at the Gloucester Crossing intersection as part of the $20 million Rantoul Street Route 1A reconstruction project. At the depot station, Monday was business as usual as commuters waited for their train or got off after a day of work. More on this story written by Ariana McNeil in today's Salem News. The New England Holocaust Memorial in Boston has been vandalized for the second time this summer. Police say a 17-year-old Malden boy smashed a glass panel on the memorial Monday evening. He was detained by two bystanders until officers arrived on the scene. Police say he will be charged with willful and malicious destruction of property. The police department's civil rights unit is also investigating to determine if additional charges are warranted. It's the second time the memorial has been damaged in the past few months. In June, police say James Isaac used a rock to shatter the roughly 9-foot-tall glass panel on one of the memorial's six 50-foot-high towers. Isaac has pleaded not guilty to vandalism charges. The six glass towers are lit internally and etched with millions of numbers that represent tattoos on the arms of many Jews sent to Nazi death camps. The repaired memorial was rededicated in July. The Jewish Community Relations Council and Combined Jewish Philanthropies released a statement late Monday saying they are appalled and saddened by the latest vandalism. This is North Shore Today on MSO News Sports.